This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Lawmakers in the Senate are ready to consider the state's budget now that it's passed the Senate Finance Committee. The committee made changes to the budget last week, but without much enthusiasm. Finance Chairman Eric LaFleur called it a pretend budget.
This is the craziest, most cockamamie budget we could ever pass, but it helps us to demonstrate the magnitude of the problem, that you lose $1 billion in revenue, you can't just continue to operate even under status quo.
Their version would fund many of the health care programs that were cut in the budget that passed the House, like the state safety net hospitals and a Medicaid program that allows thousands of elderly to live in nursing homes.
The way it came from the House hurt tons of people, the most fragile people. We're replacing them at the expense of other basic core services that are in state.
In order to make it work, the committee took nearly 25% from more than a dozen state agencies. TOP suffered another cut as well. It's now 70% funded. Even though the budget passed unopposed, members aren't suggesting it should become law. But by making changes, they let their funding priorities be known. Senate President John Alario pointed to the tug of war between funding for higher ed and health care.
If we have to make a choice, we choose life first.
Pearson Cross, Associate Dean of Liberal Arts at UL Lafayette, says now the trick is for the House and the Senate to find common ground.
If the budget that the Senate sends back to the House is very much out of line with House priorities, I don't expect them to finish a budget before the special session.
Most lawmakers agree getting the budget out of the legislature will take a second special session and more revenue. Governor Edwards is aiming for that special session to start in about 1 week. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.